Ben, could you use a snack?
I mean,
you shouldn't have to think about it.
Well, it's like, it's real hot in here in my little foam booth.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I was just trying to picture which one. And you know how some days someone might say, like, I could drink 1,000 beers right now?
Uh-huh. No, but sure.
Like, I could eat 1,000 popsicles right now.
Oh, that's good. And I want that for you. And we should say, snack time, a.k.a. right now. This is when we bring you a little snack size episode while we work on our meal-sized episodes.
Yeah, there's a veritable feast coming.
A feast. Yeah, I was going to say, is it
cornucopia.
Is it a buffet? Is it a...
It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, I would say.
Smorgasbord? Is it a many-course meal?
Yeah.
But for right now, we have a hopefully satisfying snack to hold you over. And we're going to kick things off by dusting off the old time machine. Can you do that for me, Ben?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Didn't even have to ask you for a sound effect. You'd be ready.
Dusted right off. Yeah.
Okay, can you turn it on for me? Thank you. Okay, we've arrived back to Tuesday, January.
Wait. I got to put on my seatbelt. Hold on.
Oh, my God. We're already here.
Click.
You blew
it. Okay, sorry. All right, sorry.
Fortunately, we landed safely back at Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Do you have any idea what we were doing that day? Or that night, actually.
Oh, God. January 16th, 2018. I feel like we launched our show January 12th or 11th on 2018.
Mm-hmm. It's the 12th, but I'll give you a hint. Snowstorm. You got nothing. Wow.
Snowstorm. I don't know.
You were driving back from Rochester, New York.
Oh, yeah.
After having talked to a guy named Alex for our episode Kickin' It, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, get on that.
Yeah.
But what do you remember about that drive back to Massachusetts?
You and I created quite a monster mix going back and forth, picking songs together. There were a lot of snacks. Girardelli's special select.
No, it's bagel, Gardetto's.
Gardetto's, whatever it is. Those bagel chips. And I feel like it was also somewhat terrifying of a drive because there was snow everywhere and everything was slipping all over the place.
Very
and
I was good.
Like, I was
Very
like, man, good. I hope I don't kill myself and my partner in podcasting during the second week of us working together officially on this show.
And you didn't that time. We co-DJed the drive. You'd pick a song, I'd pick a song. Mm-hmm. And it went on and on like that for like six white knuckle, slow and steady hours on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back on that so fondly because even though it was very scary and we didn't really know each other that well at that point, our collaborative playlist made for conversation. It was like a good distraction.
Yeah, we vibed. It was good.
We vibed. And I don't remember anything that we played for each other, but I'm guessing it was a good playlist.
It was good. I think it was good, yeah.
So I'll circle back to the idea of collaborative playlists in a little bit, but my story for you today is really just about playlists. Not just any playlists. Weird-ass playlists. Even more specifically, weird Spotify playlists. Have you heard of this phenomenon?
No, but I wooed my wife with the playlist, so.
I was wooed by a playlist, too.
Yeah, all the best
relationships. That's right. Okay, I heard about weird Spotify playlists from a dear friend. Mm-hmm. We'll call her Madeline. Madeline sent me a link to a tweet from an account called Weird Spotify Playlists. And the tweet was a playlist titled POV, or Point of View, You're Walking Through Ohio. She sent this because I'm from Ohio. There are six songs on this playlist. The titles of those songs in order are track one, This Place Sucks. Track two, There's Nothing to Do. Track three, all caps, Well, Would You Look at That? Track four, a well-dressed pack of dogs in Ohio. Track 5, that's nice. And track 6, this place is nice. Really takes you on a journey, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And I like where the journey ends. So even though I don't know who made this playlist, shout out to Constantino Papalidis. Oh, I'm so sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. For his song, This Place is Nice, because I agree. This place is nice. So, Ben, this is a thing, weird Spotify playlists. I mentioned it's a Twitter account with, last I checked, they have like 450,000 followers and growing, which is impressive because it just launched in May.
Few and less than the Endless Thread account, but
just a few. Okay. Couple, two, three. There's also a subreddit, which was just started earlier this month, and that's approaching 11,000 subscribers at the time that we're taping this, at least. And the subreddit is described as, quote, a place where people can post their weird Spotify playlist names. But Ben, I call malarkey. Can you guess why from the playlist that I've shared with you thus far?
Because you, for some reason, stick to the idea that Ohio doesn't suck. And so the first song in the playlist is anathema for you.
Okay, that is true, but that's not why. It's because these playlists, at least I'm guessing, the vast majority of them, I think, are bogus. I think they are not designed for the sick jams and the perfect segues from one song to the next that you or I might take so much pride in when we're making a playlist.
Okay.
They're designed for the lulls, and I'll give you another example here, okay?
Well, of course they are. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, here's one called POV. You're an alien pretending to be a human, in parentheses, poorly.
So, like, normal?
The track list is 1, what is up? 2, females and males. 3, what are you listening to? 4, 5, music. 6, I love music. 7, this is a party, right? 8, very cool, very swag. 9, if there's one thing I love, 10, it's a party. 11, hey human. 12, when the party's over. 13, let's go for a drive. 14, in my spaceship. 15, I mean 16, in a car.
So it's really all about the track titles.
All about the track titles. And Spotify allegedly has 70 million songs on it as of March of this year, which means you can make a playlist for anything. If you can dream it, you can make it. And coming up, Ben, we're going to do just that.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, The Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
So Ben, I told you we're going to make a playlist, and we will. But first, a pop quiz.
Okay.
So I started by giving you the names of weird Spotify playlists and then reading you the track listings. But now I'm going to give you the track listings and you're going to have to guess the name of the playlist. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start easy. Level beginner. Track 1. Bread. 2. Cheese.
Sandwich.
3. Very good. 3 is lettuce. 4 is chicken. 5 is mayo. 6 is bread. Back to bread. Very good. Okay, next up, intermediate level. Track 1, wow. Track 2, wow. Track 3, wow, with 2 W's at the end. Track 4, wow, all caps.
Doge. I don't know. That was my first guess. Yeah.
Okay. I have a friend who's going to help me out with the rest of the track list.
Wow.
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 Do you know who this is, Ben?
No. No idea.
What? You've never heard the Owen Wilson Wow mashups?
No. Never heard them.
Oh, man.
I've seen a lot of mashups, but no Owen Wilson mashups. I'm sorry.
But did you know that that's a thing? That
no,
Owen Wilson
no,
says
but I
wow
like it.
A lot and yeah, he says it strangely?
He does say wow a lot.
So that one, that playlist is called Owen Wilson Walking Through an Art Museum.
That's good.
Okay, last one, level expert. Here we go. Track one. We are. Two. No. Three. Strangers. Four, to love. Five, you know. Six, the rules. Seven, and so do I.
It seems like it's lyrics from a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that it's like what I'm feeling. I'm bad at this because like I'm one of those people who like, I never pay attention to lyrics. I only pay attention to like production and melody. Mm. That like I'm like one of those people who just like doesn't know what the song is actually saying. So like, you know, for a long time, I thought like that Venus, like I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, it's your desire. I mm-hmm. thought for a long time it was I'm your fetus, I'm your I don't know why. I just thought the song was I'm your fetus. So
oh, God. Okay.
I'm bad at this, but I'm going to say like Hall & Oates. That's just a random kind of shot in this general zone.
Okay. Hall well, I have, an- I have another friend to help us out here.
Okay. I thought maybe it was Rick. I thought maybe it was Rick, but I wasn't sure.
That playlist is called Not a Rick Roll. And consider that a hint about our upcoming season. That's all I'm going to say. But speaking of which, Ben, I made a playlist about how mm-hmm. that's coming along, in case mm-hmm. listeners are curious. You oh, want to hear my playlist?
Sure.
Okay. It's called ET Deadlines.
Oh, no.
Track one.
It's good. Under Pressure. All right.
Yep, that's track one.
Or is it Vanilla Ice?
No. Track two, So Far Behind. Track three, Just Kidding. Four, We'll Be Fine. Five, Right? Six, It'll Be Great. Seven, Hold Tight, Hold Tight. Eight, Something's Coming. Nine, You're Gonna Love It.
That's good. I like
right?
it. Yep. I like it.
Okay.
So wait, here I have some questions about this.
Yeah.
Not about your playlist, which mm-hmm. is great.
Which
but
is
like
great.
About how these are generated. Because like I'm gonna guess that because it's Spotify, there's like is it possible that there's like a bot generating these or like there's some algorithmic.
It's a good question. Which is why.
Hello?
Our producer, Dean Russell, made a phone call because we had some questions.
I just finished my dinner, but go ahead, ask away.
This is Charlie. He's from Tampa Bay, and he's the admin of this wildly popular Twitter account. His Twitter name is Trollface Incidents. And Ben, we needed parental permission to talk to Charlie because he's only 16.
What?
Yes, a 16-year-old is running a Twitter account.
Finishing up his P's. He just has to finish his P's before he leaves the table.
To
Charlie.
Deal with his hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers.
Oh, Charlie, what a gem. True gem.
True gem. So first, to answer your question, Charlie said, no way are these playlists made by bots. These playlists are submitted to them by living, breathing humans.
Yeah, regular people.
Regular people on Twitter, on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And Charlie and his co-conspirator, Matt, who actually started the account.
Both of whom are, by the way, themselves bots. But go on.
Could be. They spend their days sifting through thousands of playlists that have been submitted to really find the cream of the crop.
I get a lot of requests of what to post, but I'm not going to post something that will make me laugh, let alone will make other people laugh. I choose most of them, and I know what'll be funny and what'll be good. It just has to be relatable. It has to be funny, and it has to be something that other people will get and that they've seen before.
Yeah, okay. Charlie and Matt know it's funny.
Yeah, it seems doable. Yeah.
And they confirmed my suspicion that the point isn't to make a playlist for music's sake. It's for the laughs.
It's all about the names, yeah. I mean, the good ones are usually shorter. If it's going to be long, it has to be funny. And it's not just going to be a bunch of random songs. Like one of the ones that got around 210,000 likes is How You Be a Bee. And you know the song I'm a Bee by the Black Eyed Peas? It's basically a play on words.
That playlist is actually called POV, You're a Bee, like the insect. And it's just that one song, I'm a Bee. And it's Charlie's favorite playlist of all of the thousands of playlists that he's posted
pretty good.
So far.
It's pretty good. I like it. I have two questions, though.
Okay.
Question one, did Matt or didn't he bite Charlie's finger? Question two.
Man, we blew it. We didn't even ask.
Question two. Who came up with this? Like, where did this come from?
Ah, okay. So Charlie's friend Matt, who lives in Europe, and he says is also a teenager, Matt starts a lot of these kinds of accounts, and he basically is just trying to see what sticks.
He usually bases all of his accounts off Facebook groups or Reddit groups. It's really not that hard. I mean, find an idea, like the weird Spotify thing had a lot of followers on Facebook. I mean, we're also going to maybe do another account called Bathrooms with Threatening Auras. It has about 200,000 Facebook members. It's you can't even explain any of these.
Bathrooms with Threatening Auras, Ben. I've seen some of those in my day.
I've been in a few of those. Yeah.
So I just love this. I feel like this is comedic innovation meets the power and reach of the internet.
Also, like I also feel like it's like people who are like full-fledged adults are always like, what's viral? How do you go viral? What's him? And like these 16-year-olds are like literally like, it's not that hard. It's really not that hard. Which
yeah,
I just
but also,
love.
Right.
It's like there's a whole generation of kids who are like, yeah, whatever. I'll be Lil Nas X. No problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I do. And they also get that, like, you have to try a lot of things and see what sticks. You know, they're not taking it for granted that they can make something viral. They're willing to do the experimenting that I think a lot of us are like, oh, well, that didn't take off. Well, I give up. I'm just not funny enough, or I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm just not internet-y enough. But
yeah,
I love that. You never know in the crapshoot that is the internet. Nobody knows what will catch fire. Not even Charlie.
I never thought the account would do that good. Definitely nothing close.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're out there, you're trying hard on stuff, and then you just come up with a one song playlist called I'm a Bee, and you're into the stratosphere. I love it.
Okay. So now that we know the origin story, Ben, back to our collaborative playlist making, which we're so good at. We're going to make a playlist together right here, right now. Okay, what should it be? What should it be about? What should it be called? I've got Spotify open, so I'm ready.
How about just like how work goes every day for us?
About our dynamic, which is hard to capture, but I believe in us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got track one.
Go. Okay.
Track one is Where Is Ben? because you're like a few minutes late to everything, which, you know, some of us are.
Where is Ben? Huh? Where is Ben?
That's track one. You pick track two.
Florence and the Machine, Hiding.
Okay. good, good. Okay. Track three. I don't know. I always have like a mid-morning snack. So maybe I'll look up morning snack. Yep. I got a song right here called Morning Snack by Francesco Como. Excellent.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm just going to do Damn, Kendrick Lamar.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Because I just saw your snack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn.
I like it. Then, there's a Marvin Gaye song called Let's Get It. Oh, no. I thought it was going to say. I thought it was going to say, let's get on it. I just had a dyslexic moment. Let's get on it. Like, let's.
The one where Amory reads out a Marvin Gaye song as if she's never heard it before. In a way that's definitely inappropriate. Keep that one in. That's got to survive the cut.
I'm working on my reading skills. I'm working on it.
That's so good.
Oh, there's a song. Good. There's a song called Enough for Today.
That's enough for
today. Yeah, you can end it there. Essence. You can have the last two.
Okay.
You can have the last two.
Enough for today. Okay. Well, I think now we should turn this over to you out there. A challenge for the listeners. We want to see your Endless Thread related weird playlists. So they can be about your favorite episode or about how much you hate when we go on break or anything at all that you think we'd like. You can post them to our subreddit. You can tweet
like
them at
Marvin
us.
Marvin Gaye songs that we don't know about.
I do know about it. Okay. We're at endless_thread on both of those platforms. Or you can email us if you know how to read and write like I don't. You can email us.
Yeah, let's get on it.
Let's
get on it.
Our email address is endlessthread@wbur.org. I'd say let's go out on Let's Get On It, but it doesn't exist. So maybe we'll go out. We'll go out on something else. That's it for today. Enough for now. Go listen to some weird songs on some weird-ass playlists. I highly recommend Let's Get On It. We'll keep working on the new season over here, and we'll see you back here in a couple weeks for another snack.
Bye.